You found the Rebirth Tend Your Flame podcast. I'm Kate Brenton, the creator here. This mini episode is a fun way for you to bring in the new year. Instead of writing, or in addition to writing, what about creating a soundtrack? Tune in as I talk to you a little bit about why the body might be a little bit more included and why dancing into the new year might be a little bit more fun. If you enjoy this podcast, do me a favor. Hop on over to Spotify, leave us a 5-star review. Tell us what you love about this podcast. We want to bring more people closer to the fire this year. Thank you for sharing, liking, and subscribing. We appreciate you being here. Enjoy the episode. So it's the end of the year. It's a naturally the Gregorian year, and it's a natural kind of time when the light starts to return in the Northern Hemisphere that we, especially if you're in the holiday participation, it's this, you know, it isn't the, it has this communal celebration. And then there's that space, right? We're in this liminal space between the new year. And it is this very few places. Now, even if we don't all celebrate the same thing, there is this slowdown that happens and people are considering and what they want to bring in for the new year, what they want to change. And that's not what this podcast is about, but we're just sort of setting the tone. What I have been participating in is like the clean out and the clear out and getting rid of things and moving things around. And I found an old CD case, like, you know, the one that, depending on your age, the big one that you put in the car and then you flipped on the road trip to pull out the CD and put it in. And I've never gotten rid of it because I'm just not going to load that music on iTunes. And I just, anyway, it's my age. I'm just like, I'm going to keep this thing. And in there are not all, there's only two. It are CDs from a class project I used to teach when I was a high school teacher. And I want to talk to you about that. And there's a reason that we're doing this, because I recently heard an astrologer say it's actually against most of the astrological signs to have the capacity to make a resolution and then keep it all year. I'm not getting into people's ability to maintain, but the idea being that it's transient throughout the year. But I do pick a word for the year. I do return to it. I do reflect on the end of my year. I find digesting and looking back on my year for my personality, sometimes I actually notice that I've accomplished more than I've given myself credit for, or I can watch the more I pay attention to setting an intention. Like, how did I meet that? Or did I not meet that? Or did I forget about it in the year? And one of the things I have spent time on this year is looking at the somatics of abundance, but in all of its forms of like finances and pleasure and making space for self, and this idea that, just like some of you might know, I work with the body, and just like if you have a pattern of injury, like a kink in the system, you don't realize that you're not expressing or inhabiting your body fully until the cervical goes back, or until your shoulder no longer hurts, or until your ankle is strengthened. And then you're like, oh, people do that. Oh, there's this stretch and they breathe and they move. I'm like, oh, that feels so good. And what feels good is space. They are re-inhabiting a larger space inside of themselves. So I am a writer. And I journal a lot, and I feel like that's just such a great time of year to reignite your journaling habit. And I do, on my Substack, where I write, Kate Brenton Substack, I do write the year for paid subscribers, where they get prompts every month. And we started in September, but they get prompts every month to kind of go seasonally and reflect. It's a mashup of like nature cycles, Steiner wisdom, you know, things that you're looking at the year, so that by the end of the year, you can start to look and see, because if you do it more than once, you start to see patterns. So back to, so writing and reflection is something that I think is really helpful for integration, but this is where it all comes together. I've been realizing that like body movement for the sake of movement, I stay pretty active, but like dancing and just kind of not always going in for a purpose, but just moving the body can create space. It can recalibrate joy in our adult life. And there's There is been, you know, with this work from home that has so many benefits to it, there is also this truncation of movement. And humans need to move. Our bodies need to be used. And some of the things, when you're getting really juicy in uncovering tendencies, you need to get into the subconscious. And your mind is not going to take you there. Your mind is not the trusted guide there. Your body is. Your body holds all the stories. Your body holds your lineage. Your body holds things that need to be expressed that you might not have even created in this lifetime. But when you move and you listen and you make friends with your body, then all of a sudden things can just click into place or express themselves. So I'm also fascinated, if you've been on this podcast, about this idea of like the many selves of you, the different ages that you've been, and you bring them all with you, you know? And I think in some of the modern stories of aging, it's like this linear thing, but actually you spiral yourself. So there are some gems in your younger years, in your child, that can serve your middle life, and the teenager can serve as well. And getting in touch in tandem with that, and we'll talk more about that as the episodes progress. And that is part of the reason tend the flame, you know, because when you come to the fire, it's timeless. So I found that old CD bookcase, and in there were CDs from when I taught high school, two of them. And it was this book project. And here it was, is the kids could pick their own book that they wanted to read. But, you know, I can't read every book a child's going to read. When you have five classes of 28 kids, there's just not enough time if you're going to be giving them the option to read their own book. So all of the book projects were creative so that they could articulate the book. And one of the ones everyone picked, they super loved, was to make a soundtrack of your book. What was the protagonist doing? What were the major themes? What advanced the plot? What, you know, what was a significant moment? And the kids loved it, right? Because they're teenagers and you're just so absorbed in the music. Well, as I was sitting down to do, I've done Susanna Conway's Word of the Year, and I already have my word, and I'll tell you at the end of the year. I think it's good to keep some things for yourself. I was thinking about writing the year like I do, but I thought, wouldn't it be fun to do a soundtrack? To do a soundtrack of 2023, but in reality, probably 2020, a little bit of 2020, 2021, 2022 residue. Do you notice how, like, you remember 2020, but like, what happened to 2021 and 2022? I guess if you've had a major life marker, they stand out. But for a lot of people I talk to, there's this like gray area between, you know, the delineations of the years because so much has changed. Right. And that change and that looking for a new pattern and space and movement is in our body. So, what more fun way than to look at 2023, create a soundtrack, pick 5 to 7 songs, look at the year, pick 12, give each month a song, maybe pick a song for 2024. What is the vibe you want to be carrying in? I know part of what I'm looking for is more play, being more in, being in more alignment and ease, and realizing that your soul purpose requires its own internal efforts, and that we don't need to make it more difficult by checking in with others or devaluing the uniqueness that we bring in really subtle ways that we can just be like, oh, is that crazy? It's like, well, maybe it is crazy, but maybe it's only crazy because you're here to bring it. And then what you thought was crazy is deeply nourishing and helpful because you let it become. That's it. Because you let it become, because you listened to yourself and you brought forth your gift. So try a soundtrack. Try soundtracking the year. What did you go through? What were the struggles? What was it that you triumphed over? Or what would your one song be for 2023? And pick your song for 2024. I would love to hear what you pick. So if you do, what you can do is you can tag me on Instagram at Kate M. Brenton. Tag me with your song. What was your song for 2023? What's your song for 2024? Give yourself time in this liminal space before we communally look towards the new year. What are you dancing to? What are you dancing to? Thank you so much for being here on this mini episode. I hope you let yourself play, and I hope you let yourself dance. We'll see you back here next week. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast. If you want to learn more about contemplating the year or the upcoming offerings, hop on over to katebrenton.com, you can hop on the newsletter, or see where I write at Substack, katebrenton@substack.com. Thanks for being here. See you back here next week.